Tomorrow, Sony will release its first handheld gaming device in the U.S., the much-anticipated PlayStation Portable, or PSP. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, Sony has a lot riding on the device. It's billing it as the Walkman of the 21st century.
There was a time when listening to music on the go meant two words, Sony Walkman. But 25 years later, the battery-operated tape player is on the scrap heap of gadget history. Portable entertainment now can mean anything from watching a movie on a laptop, playing on a Nintendo DS, or listening to music on an Apple iPod. The PSP is meant to simplify this.
It combines not just the capabilities of a great game player, it can show movies, it can offer you music downloads and act as an MP3 player.
All this at under 10 ounces. Sony believes the PSP will create a new market, says Andrew House, the company's vice president of computer entertainment.
We're looking to serve the consumer that grows up demanding entertainment on the go almost as their birthright.
Sony has managed to generate plenty of buzz about the PSP. There's gossip on blogs and gadget websites. It's been released in Japan, where it's sold more than 1 million players.
The video game is called Doko Demo Isho, and basically it's a virtual pet simulation.
David Chien is playing one of the games made exclusively for the PSP.
He's just a little simple robot. He's not that very sophisticated, and sometimes he'll just spin around, sometimes he'll just play with the television, sometimes he'll look happy, sometimes he'll dance, and things like that.
34-year-old Chen, an IT specialist in Orange, California, imported a PSP from Japan because he couldn't wait for its release in the U.S.
Out of all the different devices that have been coming out over the past year or two, such as the Game Boy Dual Screen, the iPod, the PlayStation is really the first device that I've seen where it integrates just about everything that a person would want.
Chen says everywhere he goes, people are amazed by the device. For Sony, the PSP is a high-stakes toy. The company has had 2 years of less-than-stellar stock market returns. Arguably, it hasn't had a big hit since the PlayStation. South Korean rival Samsung has leapt ahead in flat-screen TVs. Apple's iPod is today's Walkman. PJ McNeely, an analyst who follows the company for American Technology Research, isn't sure the PSP will turn things around.
The handheld market and the handheld entertainment market is something that they're coming into a little bit late in the game. There are people out there that want to support Sony given its history, but because of its proprietary approach to many of these things, it's turning some people off.
For example, users can't download music directly to the PSP from sources like AOL's MusicNet or Apple's iTunes. They have to put it on a Sony proprietary memory stick. Andrew Edwards, who publishes GearLive.com, a site devoted to consumer electronics, says at nearly $250 a piece, he's not impressed with the PSP.
They're also saying you can put your own movies on the PSP, again, by a Sony memory stick, but trying to convert a DVD to a Sony PSP recognizable movie, it takes 3 different file downloads to do, and it's really a lengthy process.
Sony will sell its own movies on a format made for the PSP, but each will cost as much as a DVD. Still, analyst McNeely thinks that what may make this device important for Sony is that they've accomplished something many large media companies have been trying to do.
Sony as a corporation is looking for a way to take advantage of Sony Pictures, Sony Music, Sony Semiconductors, all the different things that are Sony in one device. And so this is really a testament to them working as a vertically integrated company.
McNeely says he and others will be watching to see if the Sony PlayStation Portable is the integrated product that finally catches on with consumers. Laura Seidel, NPR News.